This week's parasha, parashas Vayishlach, kapitel lamed beis, pasuk yud aleph. The pasuk says, "Katointi mikol hachasodim umikol ames asher asisu esavdecha." I have been diminished by all of the kindness and by all the truth that you have done with your servant. Rashi says, the Yaakov said that his zechusim had been diminished by the kindness and the truth that Hashem had done with him. He was afraid that maybe he had become tainted by sin, by avarice that he did, since the time of Hashem's promises to him. And this may give Esav the power to defeat him. The Mefarshim learned that the Gemara in Taita and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, which states that Talmud Chacham must have 1/8 of an eighth of Gaiva. So it's 1/8 of an eighth of Gaiva. Arrogance. It's learned, where is the Gemara learned this, that a person, that a Talmud Chacham should have 1/8 of an eighth of Gaiva? It's learned from this pasuk of Katointi Mikol HaChasodim Mikol Emes. The first question, why should a Talmud Chacham have even the slightest bit of Gaiva? Why? Secondly, how do we learn from the pasuk of Katointi that one must have a slight amount of gaiva? How do we learn that out? Katointi. There's a famous cute pshat that many say, I've heard it numerous times, and we say, Katointi mikol hachasodim. So the parasha is Vayishlach, is the eighth parasha of the Torah. And this pasuk of Katointi Mikol HaChasodim is the eighth pasuk in this parasha. So they say that the eighth of an eighth, the eighth parasha, the eighth pasuk, that's the guy we're supposed to have, 1/8 of an eighth. Beautiful, beautiful pshat, very nice. But what is pshat in that? Katointi means make small, diminished. It doesn't say you should be a gaiva, about gaiva you should be a mikol hachasodim. It says katointi. So how could you learn out from this pasuk that you should takabin onov, that you should be not a gaiva, and we learn out that you should be gaiva, we should learn out nivus. Maybe, I don't know what level of anivus, you should have 8 times 8 of anivus. But what does it mean to learn it out that you should have 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva from the pasuk of katointi? Vinyo says, Abchia Barashi, Nigmar and Taita says, in the name of Rav, Talmud Chacham has to have 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva. As we explained, we learn it out from this pasuk. So the Ben Yishchai has this kasha. The pasuk of Katointi says, one should have, he quotes this pshat of the eighth parish in the eighth pasuk. One should have 1/8 of an eighth. However, he says it doesn't have any meaning. Katointi is teaching us the exact opposite. It's telling us that anivus of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was scared that he perhaps did an aveira. That's anivus. It's not arrogance. How do you learn out 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva? And what is this lashon of katointi that Yaakov used? Why did it not say nismaiti mikol hachasodim? Katointi is a lashon that means small, and which would make, I mean, what does that mean over here? He makes small katointi, makes small mikol hachasodim. Nismaiti mikol hachasodim, which would mean the way we teach it, would seem to make more sense. Would mean to diminish. Katon is it someone who is a cotton, small, he's small now. But his potential is great. This cotton will one day be a gadol where his potential is limitless. Yaakov was a great onov. He was saying that he is nothing. At the same time, he was saying that he can have the potential to have a great impact on the world. Yaakov used the word katointi to teach us this lesson. He didn't use the word nismaiti, but rather katointi, the lashon of a cotton. You're right, I'm talking about I'm a nothing with a nothing with a nothing. That's what Yaakov was saying. But where was his eighth of an eighth of gaiva? His eighth of an eighth of gaiva was that I can do something, I can oif to, I can accomplish. A person has to say, he can say, well, I'm a nothing, I can't accomplish anything, I'm not going to try. If I can't, you have to keep on trying, you can accomplish. When you accomplish, you have to say, it wasn't through my schusim, it wasn't my doing, it was the Bnei Shem's doing it. But that was Yaakov was saying is, anova has to be the predominant meter. However, there needs to be a small amount of gaiva, 1/8 of an eighth. who needs to feel that he can make a difference, and he needs to keep working on his avodas Hashem. So the word katainti, making small from a lashon of cotton, that Yaakov, that's where this pshat comes of the eighth pasuk, the eighth parasha, and eighth of an eighth. And the word katainti, we learn out that a person should have a midah, an eighth of an eighth, a 64th of gaiva, is in the word katainti, which as opposed to nismaiti. It says in the Zohar that Yaakov Avinu's tefillah was most precious to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. His tefillah was one of anivus. He was asking the Rebbeinu Shlomo for a matnas chinam, a free gift. He was saying that he was not entitled to anything. He was asking for a free gift. Similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu asked to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. He was mispalled with the lashon of Vo'es Chanan. He was asking for a favor from Hashem. Yaakov Avinu davened like the true honor that he was. Hashem had special gifts for those who daven in this manner. It says in the Ponim Yafos, "Vayachal loim v'hinei sulam amutzav arta v'roshem magia Hashem oima." And he, Vayachal loim, and Yaakov Avinu dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set earthward, and its top reached the Shemayim. The Magia, the Rosh Magia Shemayim is referring to Yaakov Avinu. He had reached Shemayim because of his midah of Katonti, as I stated in the Ponim Yafos. The Chizkuni says, the Malach of Esav struck the socket of Yaakov's hip, so that Yaakov's hip was dislocated as he wrestled with him. If Yaakov was on such a high level and he was able to defeat Esav's Malach, why did he get hurt? And for the Chizkuni, there was a slight pagamba because Yaakov was scared. On Yaakov's Madrega, knowing that Hashem was always with him, he should have not been scared at all. It says in Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, Vayira Yaakov Ma'or, Yaakov was afraid of Esav. He was very afraid. How could it be that Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir of the Ovis, should be scared? What's pshat? When David HaMelech battled Goliath, we see that David had a Ruach Gevura. He never had any fear. He had complete faith in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Where was Yaakov's Ruach Gevura? Is it possible Yaakov didn't have this Ruach Gevura? Zok the Pasik, Vayivase Yaakov Levad, that Yaakov was all alone. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was hidden from Yaakov. Yaakov was scared because he did not see Hashem. Yaakov had to be misgaber without seeing Hashem. That was his nisoyin. Even when we do not see Hashem, we must feel Hashem. We must always know that Hashem is with us, even if we don't see Him, even when we don't see Him. If we daven to Him, He always hears our tefillos. Yaakov Avinu was preparing Klal Yisrael for Golos. In Golos, Hashem is hidden, but He is always here. Shlaten the Goyin. A lender can only demand payment as long as the debt is outstanding. Once the debt has been paid, he has no further claim. This is not so for one who receives a gift. A gift is but a token of the giver's kindness. The recipient of the gift may continually appeal to the giver for more kindness. If one davens because he is quote-unquote owed, he thinks the Rebbeinu Shel Olam owes him, he will only get what he thinks is owed to him, if he in fact is owed. No, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't owe anyone anything, but on the level, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a system where he gives us a schar, even though technically all of our capabilities come from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so he'll get that. One who davens for a gift can receive endless shefa from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says in the Ramah Shmuel, Vayivase Yaakov Levadoi. Rashi explains that Yaakov Avinu forgot pachim ketanim, small pitchers, and he went back for them. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph says, Mikan l'tzadikim shechovev aleim amoinim yesh migufam. We see from here that by tzadikim their money is more dear to them than their body. The lashon is migufam, mikan l'tzadikim shechovev aleim yesh migufam, from their guf, not minafsham. Zokter Ramah Shmuel, we learn from here that one's nefesh, neshama, is certainly considered more important to them than money. Don't think that Yaakov Avinu thought his nefesh is worth less than the money. The pachim ketanim was worth more. Chas v'shalom. It is only regarding the guf that money is more endeared. Rashi says, The end of Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov gave up all of his gold and silver, which he earned while working for Lavan, for his spot in the Maris and Machpelah. Why? Ruchnius is more important than money. It says in the Kedushas Levi, Ki ra'isi elikim ponim al ponim al tinotzel nafshi. Yaakov Avinu says that he saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam ponim al ponim, face to face. The Kedushas Levi explains that there are two reasons to follow the commandments of Hashem: to receive reward, or to follow His command because He is our Master. When one serves Hashem because He is our Master, it is called ponim al ponim. Hashem sees Kaviyachol face to face with Him. One who serves Hashem only for reward, he is behind the ponim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and not face to face. Now we understand why a Talmud Chacham needs to have a small portion of Gaiva. The small portion of Gaiva that one should have is during times that we cannot see the Bari Olam. One must have Gaiva that the great master of the world is listening to us if only we call out to him. Yaakov Avinu used this small measure of Gaiva, Katointi, to have the courage in the darkness to call out to Hashem and to know that He is always here and ready to answer us. He used the Gaiva to daven, but he was still an Onov, and asked an elushin of a request for a favor in his tefillas. Yaakov Avinu requested a favor from Hashem for his ruchnius, from to fulfill the will of Hashem. Yaakov is haka true Evan Hashem. We have to take this lesson to heart. We have this strength from Yaakov Avinu. The strength to look and to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when he's not here, he's hidden. Rachman ol Tzlan, so many tzaris in Klal Yisrael. And people say, what? Where's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? I don't see him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there, of course he's there. We have to work on it to build an emunah and take that power, that koyach, that we receive from Yaakov Avinu to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even when he's not visible, he's not clearly visible, but he's certainly there. A little bit later in the parasha, Kapitel Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, Vayemer lo Elikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Lo Yikra Shimcha Yaakov, your name shall not always be called Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael Yishemecha, but Yisrael will be your name. By Yikra Shema Yisrael, and Hashem called him, named him Yisrael. So now, until this point in time, Yaakov Avinu has one name, Yaakov. Why did Hashem tell Yaakov that his name is Yaakov? Your name is Yaakov. Presumably Yaakov knew what his name. Why is Hashem telling him, your name is Yaakov? Additionally, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to call Yaakov Avinu Yisrael immediately after he told him that his name is Yisrael? Like right away. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Why does he have to tell him his name is Yaakov? And then, why does the Baruch Hu immediately after say, your name is going to be Yisrael? So the Baruch Hu said, your name is going to be Yisrael. Yisrael. And he called him Yisrael. Just say, Vayikra Shema Yisrael. You don't need to say Vayikra Shema Yisrael at all. Rashi says that the name Yaakov is a term signifying a person who comes in ambush and deceit. Instead, Yaakov will now be called Yisrael, a term which signifies a prince and a leader. The Sephora says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Yaakov that he would begin a little bit with the inyan of the name Yisrael from this point, so that he would be able to stand up against others in a land that was not his. He needed the koyach of the name Yisrael. Shaitan the Klei Yakar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov that his name is Yaakov to let him know that although he will be receiving a new name, what's the new name? Yisrael? You should know, Shimcha Yaakov. Your name Yaakov will still remain. The Gemara in Brachis, Nafyud Bey says, Then the ultimate Geula will come, Klal Yisrael will not forget the great Nisim which occurred in Mitzrayim. Rather, they will become tafel to the Nisim that will occur at the ultimate Geula. So too the name Yaakov was not being uprooted. Just as the Nisim Mitzrayim will never be uprooted, it's not going to be uprooted, it's going to become a tafel to the great Nisim that's going to come. So Yaakov will never be uprooted, rather become a tafel to the name, became a tafel to the name Yisrael, which is much greater than the name Yaakov. It says in the Hadar Zakenim, when Avraham received his name, he had not yet been Megayer. He was not yet a Yid. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Avraham, he was no longer allowed to be called by his original name. However, Yaakov was given his name Yaakov as a Yid, and called as such by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, his original name was used even after receiving a new name. It says in Rabbeinu Bachya, from that time onward, the name Yaakov would be used for matters pertaining to physical and mundane matters. The name Yisrael would be used for matters reflecting the spiritual role of the patriarch and his descendants. The Vilna Gaon says, in the Gemara in Brachos, Naf Yud Gimel, this is not to say that the name Yaakov will no longer be used, but rather that Yisrael will be Iker and Yaakov will be Tafel. The name Yaakov refers to the Golas which is threshed with the Akev. Akev means a heel. And the name Yisrael refers to the Geula. Marashik says, the name of Yaakov is a reference to the Midah of Anova. The Malach saw that Yaakov defeated him, and Yaakov was to be given the name Yisrael. The Malach did not give up. He told Yaakov that the name Yaakov should be forgotten. In other words, the Malach wanted Yaakov to become a Balgaiva due to his attaining a lofty status. So he says, forget the name Yaakov. Yeah, you're great already. You're not low. Yaakov is a lower name. You're great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Yaakov must remain with the name Yaakov. He must remain with the Midah of Anova. He has to remain humble. Shait in the Zayar, Ki im Yisrael yiyeh shemecha. The Pasuk does not say, V'hoyo shemecha, that it will be, as it says by Avraham. Rather, it says, yiyeh, which is a Lashon Asid in the future. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu was left with both names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Says Naderes Eliyahu from the Ben Yishchai, the name of Yisrael is three times that of the name of Yaakov. What does that mean? Three times the name of Yaakov. Keneged the Yud of Yaakov, the first ois of the name Yaakov, is the letter Lamed of Yisrael. Connects to the letter the Lamed in Yisrael, the last letter of Yisrael. Yud is gematria of 10, and Lamed is 3 times that of gematria of 30. The Ayin, the next letter of Yaakov, the Ayin, which is a gematria of 70, is Keneged the Resh of Yisrael, the Resh is 200, and the Yud of Yisrael. Yisrael has a Yud, and a Resh we're going to be taken care of, so the Ayin is Keneged, the Yud and the Resh. The Yud and the Resh, the Gematria of Yud and Resh is 210, which is 3 times 70 of the Ayin. The Kuf, the third Ois of Yaakov, Kuf, is Gematria 100. It's Keneged, the Shin of Yisrael. Yisrael, the Shin, is 300. The Kuf is 100, 3 times the Kuf is Shin. There is a Beis left from the name Yaakov. So we have a Beis left and an Aleph from the name of Yisrael. So we took care of all the other Oseis in the name Yaakov and Yisrael, except for the Beis of Yaakov and the Aleph of Yisrael. This is to connect the names with the letters Aleph and Beis, which spells the word Av, Father. Yaakov Avinu was the last of the Avos of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachos says on Daf Tezayin, Only the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are called Avos. The gematria of Av is three, because there are only three Avos. Chazal tell us that Yaakov was the Bechir, the choice one of the Avos. The Medrash says that all of the Avos were called Yisrael, yet the Torah only tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov the name Yisrael. Perhaps the pshat in that is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling Yaakov the name Yisrael is a remez that Yaakov Avinu encompassed all three Avos. They were all called Yisrael, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Yisrael because he encompassed all the Avos. So three times the name Yaakov is Yisrael, and Yaakov was called Yisrael because he encompassed the three Avos. Said in the Chochmas HaTeira from Reb Shlomo Kluger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that his name would remain Yaakov even though he would be receiving an additional name. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, when one does tshuva with a hava, it turns his previous averis into zchuyos. The Malach told Yaakov that his name Yaakov would no longer be used, for he did not want Yaakov's actions of taking the brachos to turn into zchuyos. Initially, Yaakov did not receive the brachas in a proper fashion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that he will always have the schus of taking his averis and doing tshuva for them, thereby turning previous averis into schuyos. It says in the Keren LeDavid, Ha'ikarishim Choyd Yaakov, Rashi says that the name of Yisrael signifies that Yaakov did not attain the brachas from Yitzhak through deceit and trickery. Rather, the brachas were his according to the din. So that's why he got the name Yisrael. If that's the case, then why wait till now to give him the name Yisrael? It's many years later. It was at this point in time that Yaakov lived amongst Lavan and his people, yet he stayed true to the Torah HaKadosha. Yaakov was sheltered for many years in yeshiva learning the Torah HaKadosha. Being amongst other people, specifically evil people, Rishom, is the true test. This was the difference between Noach and Avram. Noach stayed within the Dalet Amos of Halacha. He remained true to the Torah, but he did not mingle with others. Avram, on the other hand, went out amongst the people and made Hashem's name great throughout the world. Although Avram was exposed to the evil of the world, he remained true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. It is here that Yaakov passed the great test of adhering to the Torah, even while living with Lavan, that he was zeichah to the name Yisrael. Ten Nishlah Kodesh, that the name Yisrael represents the Nitzchias of the future, that each tzaddik will receive Shai Olamos, 310 Olamos. The superiority of Klal Yisrael over the Malachi Asharis is their Kiyam HaTorah. It says in the Kehilas Yaakov, in Yishtikol on Simchas Torah, The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael Mayrasha, like Mayrasa, like Erisin, the first part of marriage. There's Erisin and Nesuin, it's engagement, Cain. So the Erisin, the Mayrasa. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah of Erisin. And the Torah of La'asid Lava is Nesuin. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is from the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu, Kehilas Yaakov. Vayhi Mishur Melech v'saseh Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, Mashiach will come, and all of Klal Yisrael will be gathered together, they will be zeichah to the greater level of Torah represented by the name Yisrael. Says in Aderes Eliyahu, on the Avtayra, and Parshat Vayishlach, and Evadya, Vartzi and Tia Pleite Vayyokodesh, V'yosha Beis Yaakov Esmai Roshayim, on Mount Zion there shall be a remnant, and it shall become holy, and the house of Yaakov will inherit its inheritors. It says in the Medrash, V'eschanon, that the final redemption will come in the Zchus HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachah says, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ma'ayim Hashem Shari Tzion, Hashem loves the gates of Tzion. This Pasuk is referring to the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. Ubahar Tzion and the schutz of the Torah of the Batei Knesiyas and the Batei Midrashos, Tia Pleita, there will be a remnant of Klal Yisrael. V'hoya Kodesh, V'yishuv Eis Yisrael, V'yishuv Eis Yisrael, and that schutz, Klal Yisrael will be Kodesh and Bezecha to the Gula Shlema. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that his name was Yaakov and called him Yisrael. Yisrael represents the completeness of Torah which will come with the final Gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov that he must remember the name Yaakov while on this world. He must always remain humble and strive to grow to great heights in Ruchnius. In addition, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave Yaakov a great gift. He told Yaakov that even in this world he will be called Yisrael. Even in this world, Yaakov and his children have some connection, some thing to grasp onto, that they have a connection to that complete Torah. The Maisa, there was a Rebbe, and he was fearing Tish. Before he started, there's hundreds, perhaps thousands of Hasidim around the Tish, and the Rebbe is just not starting. They wait 5 minutes, and they wait 10 minutes, they wait a half an hour, and the Rebbe did not start his Tish. He was just sitting there, didn't start. And then all of a sudden he starts and completed his whole tish. Later his Talmidim asked him, his Chasidim, he said, Rebbe, what were you doing for half an hour? Why didn't you start immediately? What was that all about? And the Rebbe explained, he says, before I start my tish always, I look around, I look at everybody, and I say, they're all greater than me. Each person that I look at, I say, oh, he's greater than me because of that. He's greater than me because of that. He says, by the tish, by this last tish, there was a person in the corner who I saw, who was come out, he was halfway off the derech. He was in shambles. He had nothing. He was dressed in rags. He looked like a Nebuch. I was thinking and thinking, I didn't want to start my tish, I'm not ready to start my tish until I can say every person in this room is greater than me. And after half an hour I said, oh, I found it. You know why he's greater than me? Because if I was in his shoes, if I was where he was, I wouldn't come to my tish. I wouldn't come. But the fact that he came because he wanted to have a spa, he wanted from the Torah that he was going to say, he wanted to have a connection, he's greater than me. He's also greater than me. The way we're going to be zeicha to the Torah is through true anivus, of being humble. Yes, we have to believe we can grow. We have to believe that we can accomplish, but we have to remember at all times to remain humble. May we be zeicha to the complete Torah, which is represented by Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.